Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Is this Dion?
Hi, Pete. How are you today?
Good, good. Yeah, so looks like you gave us a call here. I just kind of wanted to give you a ring back and touch base.
Yes, yes. I was calling to get some information. For one of our businesses, we did use you guys before for a loan to buy some equipment. And I'm starting up a newer business, and I was just wondering how complex or how difficult would it be to get a loan to purchase the equipment that I need for the new business.
It shouldn't be too difficult. Do you remember who you were working with before for your last deal?
I can't remember who I was working with before. I was just pretty much the co-signer for the business. Mm-hmm. I just remember using you guys. I don't really know who we were working with before. No, I have no idea.
Okay. Do you remember when this loan took place?
Oh, yeah. This was about 2 years ago. It was for J&L Tours, a company called
J&L Tours.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll answer any questions you have here, and I'll take a look into it. You know, somebody else might be able to take care of you that was working with you previously. But if they're not here anymore or they feel like they just want to pass it on to me, I'll handle you there from then on out. But just for, you know, your introductory call, kind of have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about the new business. What are you getting into?
Okay, so we're going to start another charter bus business. My family has one already, and this will be the second one. So it's just a charter bus, tour bus company.
Perfect. I'm writing some stuff down by hand here, so give me a minute. So how long have you had the one in your family, you know, this time?
J&L has been in business for probably 20-plus years.
Perfect. And so what was your position at J&L? You were just, you know, obviously it's a family business, so I'm sure a little bit of everything.
Yeah, pretty much. A little bit of everything, just like you said. A little bit of everything, pretty much, yeah.
Perfect. And so this new charter bus company that you're starting, is it just you on your own? You kind of break it off and start your own thing here?
It'll be just me on my own, correct.
Nice. Congratulations, dude. Who is your, I guess you'd say, boss before? Is it mom, pops, or are you doing it with the brothers and
grandparents.
Sisters? Grandparents. Oh, that's even better. So, this new one, Dion, what do you have a name picked out already? Or?
Yes, I do.
What's it going to be?
It's Olive Branch Charters.
Olive Branch. Perfect. Where are you located?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, cool. Is this going to be in the same area?
Yes, it is.
Nice,
but
nice.
We'll do, state to state, so.
So right now, what does J&L do? Are they only in the state of Michigan, and now you're kind of doing a different product?
No, they're in the state of Michigan, and they also move around from state to state as well. But it's just they're small, and this will be another small one. And there's just kind of a demand for more. I mean, we pass up a lot of business because we don't have the equipment to mm-hmm. handle the amount of business that comes our way. So, but once again, they've been in business for a long time. So it's easier if I actually start my own company because they don't want to expand. So if I'm starting my own company, we can actually work together, which we talked about, a lot of stuff that they do have, they can still book and just transfer it over to me. If I get more business than I need, I could, refer it back to them. So we'll kind of be, slightly working together.
Okay, so you can always subcontract jobs out to each other, basically, is what I'm getting at.
Absolutely.
Nice, nice. Because I was going to ask for, what's the reason instead of, obviously it's harder to get a loan or financed for a new business than rather just growing what you already have, but it may make sense if maybe grandparents aren't interested in expanding right now.
My grandparents aren't budgie, They're uh-huh. they're like, hey, we're content with what we have so far, and we don't want to do pretty much anything else. So they're actually you know, they have their mind set up, and it's kind of difficult to change your grandparents' mind. So
yeah,
the idea of me branching out on my own was like, oh, great, and that's fine. You know, we'll support you, you know, 100%. But as far as their business, they're pretty solid. The only way I get a shot at that is if they're ready to retire and let the business go. Then I could do what I want to do it. But at this point, I'll be pretty much starting my own. So.
Yeah, and then, you know, down the road, maybe 5-10 years, they want to retire, and you can just kind of consolidate their book into yours, I'm sure, figure something out down the road. Can do this expansion now, kind of be your own boss, and, you know, they don't really have to put all the work into it. Because I'm sure they're just, like you said, it's just a point in time in their life when they're done growing the business, and it's just time to relax. Maybe, you know what you have.
Right.
And definitely see where they're coming from with that. So, it's nice, though, that you do have some experience, and obviously, you know, you can refer jobs back to each other here, so it's not like, you know, you're totally venturing off, because I get customers, man. I got this lady a couple weeks ago who's doing dog grooming business, and she's calling me, and, hey, I want to open up a new business. I want to start, purifying water, and I'm like, what? Why? Like, what do you know about water? She's like, I just figured it'd be a good job. I don't know, but
the best, another good thing too, and the reason why I contacted you guys before is, once again, we did take out a loan a couple of years ago, and my grandparents, they solely deal with pretty much cash only. They're not like they pretty much deal with cash only. They don't accept credit cards. Mm-hmm. They don't have business credit cards. They don't have anything pretty much business-wise. They deal cash.
They're old school.
They're old school.
Mm-hmm.
Straight old school. And, so when it came time to it, because they deal with cash for everything, you know, they needed someone to co-sign for the business, because their house is paid for. They don't use credit cards. Like, and I did co-sign for the last one. And, it's still going up and going. It's still operating.
What'd you get on the last loan? Like, what was the amount? How was the term length? Like, 5 years?
I believe it was a 5-year loan. And I think it was for somewhere around between 20 and 25,000.
Okay, so this wasn't anything crazy. It was just one bus, two bus?
Just one.
Just one? Perfect, perfect. So what are you looking at right now?
Like, I'm looking for one.
Okay, perfect.
And I am looking for probably around 25 to 30K.
Perfect. You know, I was hoping you'd say that, because on new businesses, even though, you know, technically in your situation, even though you're technically a new business, this is not really for you. It's usually it has to be under 50K for like a startup. So you're right in there. And also just the fact that you're already on a current loan with us, that does volumes. So this isn't, hey, I'm starting up a random business that I know nothing about, or trust me, like, you know, we already know, we have an established relationship, so I'm very confident we can definitely get that for you. So tell me a little bit about, what you're looking at as far as this bus. Obviously, it seems like it's going to be used, right?
Yes, it's going to be used, charter bus. I am looking to go to the same, I can't tell you the name of the place right now, because I have quite a few actually in mind that I was looking at, but following my grandparents' advice, the best place to probably go is where we bought the last one, in Augusta, Georgia. I haven't quite looked at that place yet. I wanted to kind of get the financial aspect in order first. I do have some of my own money that I'm going to invest as well. But I kind of want to get the financial aspect in order first to see what I'm able to branch out to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely the way you want to do it. I know some people do it kind of backwards, and it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah.
You don't really have a quote, obviously, because you're kind of still in that shopping area.
I'm still in a shopping area. I just kind of know what my budget, what I want my budget to be.
Exactly. And you're looking for probably another 5-year term, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 5-year term. Mm-hmm.
Perfect, perfect. Just to just quickly run some numbers, I guess. Let's just keep it right in the middle. 30,000, 5-year term. Yeah, how much are you budgeting for a month?
So as far as monthly payments, I prefer to do around $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Around there.
What are you paying right now for the $20,000 to $25,000 one for 5 years?
I believe that they're paying like $900 something a month.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you could probably expect to get very similar rate there then, especially, you know, if you have equipment under your name and you're making those payments, man, it's basically the same thing, you know, as getting a car payment, making that, so it's definitely helped your credit out. Do you know what it's around right now? Personal credit?
My personal credit is around, you know, I really don't know. I believe it's around, last time I checked, I believe it was around, like, it was around, like, 620. Last time I checked, and that was because a few years ago I had a $600 tax lien from the
state. Oh my god, that's so.
Which was released. I paid it right away, so it was released. It's released on my credit, but it did affect it.
Okay, so it should be up above. The only thing we really, really like need here with the equipment deal is a over to 600. And
okay.
So you should be good there, but we do have a backup plan, Dion, just in case. We have working capital programs, which are unsecured cash loans on the business. And basically what we do, if you know I can't get you this loan because your credit's not good enough, the working capital loans are not predicated as much on that, but more on gross annual sales. And usually for a startup, we can get you, you know, like 30, 40, 50K. Obviously, it's more expensive. It's unsecured. Equipment financing is definitely the way to go. But there is, you know, kind of a backup plan B here, just in case. So it kind of gives you a little bit of peace of mind. You'll still be able to get that.
Okay.
So tell me, what's the return on investment typically on, you know, for every bus, you know, what's your monthly payout or profit, or, you know, give me some numbers here on that.
So are you referring to pretty much like, kind of like my grandparents?
Business? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be the best place, I guess, to get some insight on it first. Like,
so it typically varies there. It typically varies, but they do between, 5,000 to, you know, could be 10,000-12,000 depending on, what type of, you know, depending on the business that comes. If they go like Florida, for instance, they go Florida for a week, they'll make 10 grand in a week. So it just all depends on how much, it depends on how much the business is. If I do, most of the time at minimum, if I go, you know, 150 miles, 300 miles round trip, which is, typically standard, you know, if I go about 300 miles round trip, you know, you bring in maybe $1,000. That's, you know, pretty much a day. So, you know, it all depends on type of business that you generate.
Mm-hmm.
We are working on a website for the business now. We've got a couple of other techniques that we're going to use to kind of market ours a little bit more than some of the other businesses here. So, you know, I kind of want my business to be more, I want it to be more dedicated to some of the younger millennials as well, because most of the business that we do have around the city, you know, around the Michigan area, things that they don't offer, such as like Wi-Fi, that's something that we're going to offer. You know, it's Detroit's really, you know, picking up. I mean, just the economy here is just, you know, it's getting crazy here. So, I mean, I kind of want to jump into it and.
No, that's a great idea to get that Wi-Fi on there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Currently,
that they don't offer. So a lot of businesses don't offer that. So that's one of the techniques that, or one of the things, that's one of our marketing strategies. One of the things that I will be the...
No, it's a really good idea, Dion. 100%, man. Because especially you got Netflix now and all this other crap where it'll cost you thousands of dollars to put TVs in there, and for the same effect of like, hey, just get a Wi-Fi router in your bus, and you know everyone's got their own phone and their own screen now. You don't need to invest in that. You just need to get the Wi-Fi up, and you're good.
And not only that, but I plan on also purchasing a bus with a TV in it, just in, you know, for people who don't have that. So the bus will have TVs. As well. Okay. So which would be good, but I'm definitely offering Wi-Fi. So I've kind of got that set up, and I've got a lot of things going here. You know, now it's time to start, you know, really planning the financial aspect of it, getting that together.
With G&L, who's your primary, you know, customer base? Were you more like tours, like for vacations, or was it school systems? You know, I need these charter buses for field trips, sports teams.
So for them, it's more so like they have a large, I mean, they don't really have a customer. They don't really have like a customer,
a target
like customer base.
Yeah.
It's just people just, you know, it's more like, you know, for groups that want to go be transported wherever they want to be transported to, you know. So if you got groups of maybe 30 people or more, then, you know, you need transportation for that. Then, you know, but they do a lot of casino trips and just vacations for larger groups. That's pretty much what they do.
I got you.
That's their biggest, that's
most common customer.
Pretty much, yeah.
I gotcha. All right, so kind of getting back.
But I'm looking to get into pretty much whatever. You know, whatever you need, whatever type of transportation you need. If you've got a group and you want to get there, we're going to get you there.
Did you ever, you know, reach out with G&L to any of the school districts or, like, perhaps, like, a YMCA program or anything like that? Because I feel like that's a big opportunity.
No, I did not, no.
Okay, and how long do you think, I guess, until this thing cash flows, the bus, if it's, let's say it's $30,000, you know, you think you'll have that all, you know, made up in a year or two, or, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that there's a possibility that, I think that far as, for Olive Branch, I think that there's a possibility that, my short-term goal here is to get, I want to have at least, you know, $9,000 to $10,000, revenues coming in per month. And that's just probably the amount of business we can handle with the equipment that we have, you know, until we can actually expand, because I eventually want to expand. But right now, I guess it's pretty much just getting started up with the, you know, getting started up right now. But
ideally, when did you think you would implement maybe a second or third bus into the equation? Like a year or two, or how long did that take
about,
with G&L?
I would say about 2 years for me. I would give myself 2 years, and it could be sooner depending on the type of business, you know, depending on how. You know, if we get contracts and we need more, or if we need another bus, we can start getting contracts. We start growing.
Yeah, that's...
You never know. So, as of this moment, I would say probably a year to two.
Okay, good. Do you have a plan B besides Cardiff? You know, if you don't get it through us, are you going to go to your local bank? I know they're pretty strict on startups now.
No, I actually hadn't had a plan B yet. I thought I'd try you guys first. Since that we did have some type of experience here.
Exactly.
Some history, so I thought I'd try you guys first.
And I'm sure we can get this done. You know, I just like to ask that question. Sometimes people are, you know, hey, I got a, you know, home equity line I'm looking into too, or but yeah, I appreciate the call here first. What just a really quick one on back at G&L. What was your, like, gross annual sales there? Just to ballpark me, were you guys doing like $200,000 a year, $500,000 a year?
Their gross annual sales is probably around $120,000 to $150,000.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And, you know, just because you're opening up a new business, I know you're putting some of your money into this. Obviously, are you You know, you're interested in any of the capital programs? I mean, it really doesn't cost you to see any options as far as, you know, what we can get you. If you could use like an extra 10 grand for the business, just for maybe using it for the marketing, or, you know, maybe doing something of that nature.
I would be interested, but, you know, once again, the primary reason, you know, for reaching out to Bank of Cardiff is for
the equipment.
That's the main thing. So once I get the equipment, you know, I got some money I'm going to put into it, but if I do need some, you know, something else, if you guys can help, that'd be perfect. But I kind of would, to be honest with you, I kind of would like to actually get the equipment and then kind of go from there, you know, get the business up and going, and then see what else I'm going to need from there. And then if I need anything, I'll reach out for, you know, more money. But as of right now, I'm trying to like stay within a budget and just to make sure that I could cover everything on my own, because, you know, if it's probably sure for like maybe the first month or two, business will be a little slow, which I'll be able to still cover, you know, I'll still mm-hmm. cover, you know, payments that I need to do and everything else. So
no, that makes sense. That makes sense. Have you filed any paperwork as far as opening the business up yet, or is this the first step here?
Yes, I did. I've got the EIN, the tax.
So you have an employee,
and then I also have the license through the state of Michigan.
Perfect. Did you file any tax paperwork yet? I know it's kind of premature.
What type of tax paperwork?
Just kind of getting it. Did you file anything with the Secretary of State yet, or how are you running this business as a sole prop? Are you going to incorporate?
That's through the state of Michigan. So yes, the Secretary of State of Michigan. We're going to be a limited liability company, so it's LLC. So it is Olive Branch Charters LLC. So that's already filed, and then I did file with the federal government as well. So we do have pretty much all that stuff going.
Perfect. Hey, if you don't mind, while I have you on the phone, I'm going to just try and make sure I can search your business real quick on the Secretary of State site.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that's all up to date.
Okay. I'm going to grab some information also. Okay. Whenever you're ready, just let me know. I'm gonna grab some information here just in case you need anything else. Wanna grab the IRS papers and let's see. Grab the IRS paper.
Olive Branch Charters LLC. Perfect. Everything looks all up to date. Says you're sort of active. Perfect. All right. I just wanted to double check and make sure that's all up to par before I shoot you an email with what I need. But I think I got everything I need from. Do you have any other questions, Dion, before we, you know, part ways?
So what is generally what's generally the process?
The process.
When can we expect to, or when should I expect to hear anything? All that kind of basic stuff.
Give you a quick rundown. I'm going to shoot you an email with the application, maybe a few pieces of paperwork I need. Obviously, right now, you have very little because you're just starting the company. Do you have a business bank site, you know, anything set up for it yet? Or?
I did open up a business account. So I do have a business account with the bank. I did open that up.
What bank's that with?
It's with Citizens Bank.
Perfect. All right. So, how many months of bank statements do you have for that, or do you, you know? Did you have how recent
no,
was that opened?
Just recently okay. opened that as well. So,
perfect.
I don't really have any bank statements set up with them.
Yeah, if you could, what I'm gonna request from you, you know, just like some paperwork as like maybe your license. If you can get me your current bank statement, just so we know you have the account set up, the business is there, all that stuff. Yeah. And then basically the application, and you gave me a quote ballpark, so we can get you started there. And it takes about a day or two to get the approval. And then once we get that, I'm going to need a quote from you. Or if you can get the quote from me now, that'd be even better. But I can get you a rough approval, like, hey, $30,000 conditional on a quote. And, you know, usually that's all settled and no problems there. And then after that, present numbers to you, sign some documents. That whole process takes the documents for equipment. We have to get them in person. So we give you a FedEx thing to mail them back. But usually, if you get me the paperwork today, it's not completely out of the scope of possibility to, you know, be like, okay, let's buy the, you're going to have the funds, or they actually pay the vendor directly, just why we need the quote and all that, but mm-hmm. It's not out of the realm of possibility by next week to be driving something off the lot.
Okay. All right, so once again, you'll probably need, like, let's see. You'll probably need my identification. I want to kind of jot this stuff down. You are gonna.
I'll shoot you an email with everything. Okay, I need. You don't even need to do that.
Okay, well, let's get you my email address then, so yep. That you can. And you can.
Just gonna ask for that.
Okay. Olive Branch Charters at yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right, I'll shoot something out in 5-10 minutes. Should have it all ready. And if you can get that stuff back to me later today, you know, we can get working on it and get it submitted.
Hey, once I get the email, I can get that information over to you. I'll just have to probably print out the bank statement. So I'll have to print out the bank statement for you. But it's like I said, once again, it's new. I opened it with minimal amount of money also.
So yeah, no. That's money. Not... They really don't really care what's in there at this point. You did a brand new business. They just mostly want to just see that it's there.
Okay, so that'll be that. And then my identification, just so I can start getting everything prepared. What do you just want? Copy of my ID?
Yeah, that's more on the back end of things. Once we get the approvals and whatnot, we'll request a driver's license photo so we can draft up your documents. But just for now, we could just focus on... the bank statement, the application really is pretty much the only two things I need, because I have the Secretary of State filing on my end, and you don't really have much else to provide me with. If you can just get me maybe, what else do you have as far as paperwork? Oh, just your license. That'd be perfect right there.
I just have my, that's pretty much it. The bank statement, I have the,
business license.
Federal tax ID. Okay. I don't actually have like an actual certificate license, but I do have where I filed. They did send that back to me. It's just like the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. So I'm here.
Oh, that's perfect.
To file a business, so I do have that. They pretty much sent that back to me here.
Yeah, that's it. And you got. It sounds like you got pretty much everything. You know, for a startup, there's not really too much paperwork you can ask for, really. Just a bunch of kind of licenses.
What would be the best way to get these over to you?
You can email them or fax them. I'm going to put that info in there, whichever is easier for you. And if you don't have a scanner, what you can kind of do also is take a picture on your phone of something and send it via email to me. I'll crop it out for you and figure that out.
I have a scanner. I have a scanner. I'll probably just fax it over to you.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Alrighty. I'll shoot that over in a couple minutes, Dion, and we'll touch base later on today.
Alright, thank you. Perfect.
Alright, sounds good.
Hey, are you located in San Diego, California right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so you guys are, what, 4 hours behind us? So it's like...
Not even. Are you in Eastern Standard Time, or are you...
Yes, I'm Eastern. Eastern.
3 hours. Yeah. 3 hours.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. Alright, thank you.
I'll be here till 5:30 your time, so you got some time to get all this together.
Okay, well, it's not going to take me long at all. Once I get that email, I'll pretty much have everything. We talk about it. I'll pretty much have everything ready to send to you right now. The only thing I have to do now is try to go online, and I haven't quite set up the online access to the bank and everything, so I'll probably have to go online and set everything up to access the bank account from online. The only thing is, not sure if they've generated a statement yet. So if I can't like get like a statement from online, what would be the best thing to do for that?
If you can't get a statement, man, don't worry about it. For the equipment for a startup, like the bare minimum that I need is an application and a quote, basically.
Okay, because I have let's see. I don't know. I have everything. They should be able to. I mean, it even if I had like maybe like a. What about like a if I had like maybe maybe a snapshot of like the login screen of it, or you know, it just in case I can't get.
Yeah, just in case, do that. Like I said, for the equipment side of things on a startup, there's not much they expect there anyway. So if you can just. If you can get me the application and the licensing paperwork, that's pretty much all they're going to need to get a general, you know, a soft approval. Then once you get the quote over to me, they'll give that final, okay, this is the exact bus we're getting, VIN number, everything. Like, they know exactly what they're getting into, and then they'll give that final approval. Same day, though. Okay. Like, it's not going to hold anything up. But, yeah, try and get me the quote if you can.
So in other words, so before, because where I have to go to purchase this, it's pretty far from me. So if I go there and you know, I say, hey, okay, this is what I want, and you guys say, okay, we're gonna get to the final approval. If you're pre-approved, the chances, like, is there a percentage on the chances that I will be?
No. This is kind of, let me elaborate on that more. If you can get me a quote for the exact charter bus that you want with the application, you'll get that approval, final approval right up front. You told me you're shopping around still. So in that situation, I just kind of put in, like, he needs something for 35 grand, and they'll approve you for the 35 grand. And then once you decide what you want, then they'll kind of go and give it a final look over, like, all right, use 2005, yada, 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 VIN number, sounds good. But if you can give me that quote up front, then there is no conditional approval. It's a final stamp. We actually pay the vendor before directly, so you don't have to worry about getting there and anything falling through. We'll pay him, you drive there, we can get it shipped, or you drive it back.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry about that.
All right, thanks a lot. I'll be waiting for your info, waiting for your email, and then I'll get that information faxed over to you.
Perfect. I'll shoot that over.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye, Dan.
And what was your name again?
Oh, my name is Pete. Peter, I'm sorry. Yeah, it happens right in the beginning of the conversation. Awesome. 30 minutes goes by. All right.
Well, Pete, if you want to take down my full name so you'll know who you're working with. Deon Oliver is kind of short for my first name, but my first name is Deontay, and that's D as in dog, E as in elephant, U as in umbrella, N as in Nate, T as in Tom, A as in apple.
Perfect.
And then my last name's Oliver, so just in case you try to look me up or something, you might.
I actually saw it on the Secretary of State filing, so it's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you.
All right, shoot that over now. Take care, man.
Bye.